Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we have a very interesting program in store for you today because, we're not going to talk about a disease. We're not going to talk about a body organ. We're not going to talk about some breakthrough new therapy. What we're going to talk about is a great new platform for communicating health information. It's called MindBody Green. And MindBody Green is something that I've been involved with to some extent. I wrote an article for them a couple of weeks ago. And today, if you go to MindBody Green, one of my articles will be appearing. And we'll talk a little bit about that in just a few moments. Today we're talking to Jason Wacob. Jason Wacob is the entrepreneur who developed MindBody Green. He is the CEO and originator of MindBody Green. We're talking a little bit about what's happening on the health scene and how he came to develop this very, very exciting new project. Jason, welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Nice having you aboard.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman, for having me.
Sure. Well, give us a little bit of your own personal background, because you actually have a little bit of a story of how you were led to, you know, sort of the greening of Jason Wacob.
Sure. I'll try to give you the abbreviated version. So I went to Columbia, like you, fellow Columbia alum, played basketball there, was a trader for 5 years, and I then got involved. I became a serial entrepreneur, and I ran an organic chocolate chip cookie company, which really opened my eyes to eating organic and all the toxins we were putting into our bodies and our homes, and met my wife that year and started to revisit spirituality. And I also flew about 150,000 miles domestic. So 6'7" guy, coach seat, not good on the lower back.
Right.
Coupled with probably some old basketball injuries. It turned out I had 2 extruded discs in my lower back pressing on my sciatic nerve. So I had very bad sciatica. I could barely walk. I was advised by a couple of doctors that I needed surgery. Didn't really have any other options for me. One doctor, as an afterthought, said you might want to practice yoga. And so I started practicing yoga and completely healed my back. So I kind of had this eye-opening experience about wellness and said, wow, it's having a spiritual practice. It's eating organic. It's incorporating mindful movement. It's detoxifying our bodies and our homes. This is wellness. It's not about weight loss. It's not about disease management. I formerly was a gym guy. I would go to the gym and lift weights and do the elliptical and all that stuff.
So you were health conscious, but in that sense only.
Yeah, my idea of health was probably having a steak and a martini.
Okay.
You know, hold the potatoes and hold the beer. I actually ate, you know, and I still eat meat, but not like I used to. I had eaten so much meat by the time I was in 1 year when I was 27, my face was enshrined in the wall of a steakhouse. That's how much meat I used to eat.
Right.
But at any rate, I kind of had this awakening and was fascinated by this lifestyle and thought it was the solution to wellness, that everyone else had it wrong, and started digging online, and everything out there was a little too new agey or crazy or angry, and nothing was inclusive. So that's how MindBody Green came about. With that goal in mind, to make wellness accessible and to revitalize the way people eat, move, and live.
And so, and you wanted to mainstream this. You wanted to put it together in a tasty way.
Yep.
Literally, because there's a lot of recipes there, but also figuratively, make it attractive and accessible and not flaky, not too granola, not too new age. I don't see any crystals or cosmic rainbows on your
right.
on your logo.
And if we do have crystals, there'll be science there supporting it, hopefully.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good, because I was planning to write an article on crystal therapy, but, you know, we'll do that. We'll talk about that later. So you actually divide it into 3 sections, because mm-hmm. actually the logo for, or the logotype for Mind Body Green, it's in 3 different colors. It's mind, and that's in blue, and body is in earth colors. And green is green.
Yep.
And so if you go to the website, how do you navigate it? Because you could actually select your preference in terms of, you know, what your portal of entry will be and what your personal focus is.
Yep, absolutely. The goal with the site is, you know, to me, it's all about a lifestyle. It's those three things. It's feeling good about yourself, having a spiritual practice, it's mindful movement, it's nutrition, and it's detoxification in every sense of the world. Excuse me, in every sense of the word. And also realizing that everything's connected. And, you know, you need all three parts to truly live healthy and happy. And so, you know, our hope with the website is it's broad enough but focused enough that someone comes along and that there's going to be something that grabs them. And my belief is that the lifestyle is contagious. So whether you come in through yoga, odds are you're probably going to at some point be interested in meditation or eating more organic or detoxification or vice versa. If you come in through food and nutrition, say a recipe, you know, it's likely that at some point you're probably going to explore those other things. So the goal is to create a broad enough focus that's going to be appealing to everyone at some point in their life. And I believe the lifestyle is sticky, so to speak. So let's bring people in. Let's get a conversation going, and hopefully everything else just kind of seeps in, perhaps through osmosis. But that's our goal.
Well, you know, if you read the headlines in the conventional press, you know, if everything about healthcare seems to be alarming these days. You know, we're reforming our healthcare system, but it looks like we're just shifting the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're changing the way that we dispense healthcare. For better or for worse, depending on your orientation. You know, some people welcome it, some people are very fearful of the change. What you're trying to do is you're actually trying to effect a transformation. You're really trying to kind of revolutionize health in America.
Yep, absolutely. The site is, you nailed it. We're about transformation. I don't care where you stand politically. I think everyone agrees that the current system is broken and it's a band-aid and that the only true fix is prevention. And that's through, largely, for lack of a better word, a holistic lifestyle. You know, it's through nutrition. It's through movement. It's through spirituality. It's through, realizing that everything's connected in our environment and our minds and our bodies. And that's what we're about. And I believe that we are in the beginning of a huge wave in the way people perceive health. People are fed up. People are looking for answers. And I believe there is a cultural shift that's occurring as we speak. And we hope to be the media property that's driving that revolution online. So far, so good. We have a long way to go. But I really think we're early in this and that people are literally starting to wake up around the world. So it's pretty exciting.
Right. Well, I looked at your bio and you were a history major.
Yeah.
You went to Columbia a few years after I did. As a history major, I mean, do you have a sense of some major kind of a paradigm shift going on that you're tapping into?
Yeah. You know, I think everything happens in cycles. And this is the beginning of a 25 to 30 year cycle where we're going to see, you know, let's talk, for instance, like the science part of this. So there's tons of science out there that supports yoga and meditation that confirms that these are good things for you. I think science is beginning to catch up with the mind aspect and things like the placebo and nocebo effect where, you know, Dr. Alyssa Rankin, who also is a great contributor to our site, talks about in her book, Mind Over Medicine. I think we're catching up there. And I think we're also catching up with with gut health. And there are interesting things happening with the microbiome. And it's just this really exciting time where there are a lot of, you know, ideas and concepts that people then that aren't new. You know, like superfoods, for instance, are not new. People have been talking about them for a long time. Co-ops and organic and natural food grocers have been around forever, and people have been buying these things forever. And you know, for some people, they've probably been buying them, because they think that they're good for them. But a lot of these things, there's science isn't there yet, but I believe it's catching up. And I think that we're in this next phase of the movement. I think science is going to begin to support a lot of the things that we all know, intuitively. So I think it's pretty exciting, particularly with the microbiome and the stomach. And to me, that's just fascinating. So.
Well, I like your emphasis on science because, we want to make it palatable. We want to make it interesting. We also don't want to make it like a new age version of Cosmopolitan magazine, ten ways to stimulate your man or something like that. With that in mind, I wrote an article a few weeks back on the subject of the China study. Y'all are aware of the China study. The China study was a study by Colin Campbell, who's professor emeritus at Cornell. And basically the premise is that if you eat more plant food, that's going to be beneficial for you. However, I pointed out that in a recent study, they're looking at Asia, and you could call this the new China study, although it comprised Korea and it comprised other parts of Asia. They actually looked at the data, and what they found is that inclusion of And again, this is Asia. They don't consume as much. They don't eat 22-ounce sirloin steaks very much over there. But the average Asian is beginning to be more affluent. They're consuming more animal protein. And lo and behold, the addition of that animal protein is not, I repeat, not undermining their health. This according to at least one study. And, one study doesn't settle the issue for all and forever. Right. And it's interesting because your website is also a bit of a forum. And it ignited a little bit of a controversy. There's some people who are dyed-in-the-wool vegans who disputed it, took it on. And, we had a dialogue with some of those people. And there were also people who were supportive of the idea that, natural, organic, grass-fed, animal protein can be a healthy part of the diet. Yep. And so there's not one party line that one has to adhere to either write for or to participate at Mind Body Green.
Yeah, and to me it's important. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to health. So what may be good for me may not be good for you. And so plenty of times we have articles and recipes, in fact, about perhaps that are vegan slant, and then on the flip side, the paleo slant. And you know what? We think both have merits and both are healthy in some respect. And we kind of leave it up to you, the reader, to decide what you like. We have a philosophy, and there are certain things we all agree on. And I think for us, it comes down to, the Michael Pollan quote, eat food, not too much, mostly plants, and figure out what works for you. But to your point, I think it's important to give people options, present information, and let them decide. Because at the end of the day, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to health. I think there are certain parameters and certain foundations that lead to great health and happiness, but it differs for everyone. And I think that's important.
Yeah, as I scan I'm looking at the body section, which is more about medical stuff, health stuff, diet stuff. And, I see this week there's an article by the illustrious Dr. David Perlmutter, who is, has written a huge bestseller that's really climbing the charts in Canada. It's a number one self-help book on the New York Times bestseller list. It's number three in advice and how-to. And he wrote a very nice article entitled Think You're Too Young to Prevent Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. Think Again. Yeah. So I think that he obviously is on more the low-carb spectrum of the diet debate.
Yep. It's interesting in speaking and getting to know so many doctors like yourself, there are definitely some common themes that I'm finding, and one of them is I have yet to meet a functional medicine doctor who is big on grains and gluten.
Okay.
I would say they're all, for the most part, gluten, sugar, and dairy are common themes.
Full disclosure here, we actually had a very nice brunch the other day to celebrate a colleague's birthday, and his wife made a delicious, unbelievably scrumptious, gluten-free, dairy-free chocolate cake. And that was just amazing. I mean, what you can do with natural ingredients was all natural and delicious. I can't say that it was entirely devoid of carbohydrates or sugar, but it was certainly from the standpoint of people with food allergies or intolerances to gluten. It was right up, it was absolutely it was very compliant.
Well, you got to live too, We're here. Health is about happiness, and if food and health can become stress for a lot of people if it consumes them. So at the same time, moderation is important, and finding, once again, I come back to finding what works for you. If you know you can't have sugar and it totally upsets your stomach or you can't stop, then probably not the right fit. But hey, if you want to have a piece of cake every once in a while, go for it. You got to live.
Right. And so to tell you a little bit about the article that I I guess it was posted this morning. I haven't checked. It's coming out Friday. It's about natural therapies for anxiety and panic disorder. And actually, this is a true case history in an abbreviated form of a young man that I treated for panic disorder. And I have to say, the first time I saw him, I cautioned him. I said, look, sometimes, you need medication for this. But he was very, very committed to trying a medication-free path. And lo and behold, through the natural interventions that I described, he was able to turn it around. And I think it's just a shame that in this country, all the incentives are for dispensing medication. I even talked to psychotherapists, and they say, they don't pay me anymore to talk to patients. I get 6 sessions, and then patients have to pay out of pocket. It's expensive. You get full or partial reimbursement whenever you get medication. So all the incentives are in favor of a pharmaceutical fix for anxiety and depression. These are huge problems.
Yep. It is a problem. The fact is, how many doctors, how many hours do you get nutrition training in medical school?
Well, I have to say, we had about 4 hours.
Right.
And, since it wasn't that rigorous a class, I think a lot of people cut that class. Now, I have to say that in medical school, there were a few of us, and, maybe 2% of the class, just a handful of individuals who, above and beyond the call of duty, because the medical school curriculum is crushing. You got a tremendous amount of memorization. So after a while, you lose your idealism. You say, look, I'm just going to survive this. And you don't do any outside reading. But I always tried to keep my head above water and maintain my focus on nutrition and the study of supplements and diet, because that was my initial love even before medical school. So you're right. It's a shame. There just was an article talking about this, a study that showed that, in spite of the fact that they keep talking about how doctors need to learn more about nutrition, they just don't find time to squeeze it into the curriculum of doctors. Right. So they know very little.
Right. Well, I mentioned earlier, I really believe that science, there are some fascinating things going on with science now. And my hope is that science doesn't crank out another pill. My theory is that science will take us forward, but in a way that will bring us back to nature. In other words, with the microbiome, rather than, in a couple of years, I was at this great conference where they were talking about the microbiome and the science behind it and what's going on.
Just for our listening, this is being the complex blend of bacteria in our intestinal tract. There are far more of them than there are of us. By a factor of 30 to 1 in terms of the cells associated with the bacteria that inhabit our intestinal tracts.
Right. So where I think we're going to be, or what I'm hearing from people who are in the research field, really making a push on this, is we're going to be in a place in 3 years where we can collect a sample through perhaps like a stool sample and using science and technology, not get us another pill, but get us almost a prescription as far as food, what we're lacking, which I think is really fascinating. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're short on greens, maybe we're short on kale, maybe we're short on this vitamin, but I really think, and that's my hope, that science brings us forward in a way that brings nutrition back to its roots, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, that's all about, you know, the type of medicine that I embrace.
Right.
And, you know, I got to say that I wish that we were at that point in time. There are tests that assess your genetic potential. There are tests that assess food intolerances and allergies. There are tests that determine a little bit, but not everything we want to know about the microbiome, tell us whether we're in balance or out of balance. But these are still crude tools. And, you know, some patients expect that, you know, this is already rocket science. It's not yet rocket science.
Right. You know, I think we're at this interesting, exciting time where we're early in this. And I think it's really exciting. And you throw in the fact that the healthcare system here in America is clearly broken, and we see it in the types of emails and comments we get to our website. People are interested in changing their lives. They're fed up. They want help. And, you know, any great change, if we're talking about history, always occurs from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we're starting to see it. So it's pretty exciting.
So I'm going to pose a question to you that, I don't know, it might be a little bit of an uncomfortable question, but, you know, you're very pure in your intentions here.
Sure.
I know that you're actually a talented entrepreneur. You could be doing, following or pursuing any number of careers in mainstream finance, banking, what have you, investment. And yet you've chosen this as your path. But let's say, you know, MindBodyGreen is a great website, and let's say you were approached by GlaxoSmithKline or Hospital Corporation of America, and they could provide you with a very, very substantial buyout to provide them with, say, you know, some nice window dressing for their websites. Maybe they want to put a little health site next to the place where you can get prescriptions for Lipitor or you know, the latest heart medication. How would Jason Walker react to that?
Well, those, in those instances, the answer would be no.
Okay.
And,
it could be very lucrative. I mean, this is what, yeah. I mean, it's sort of the greening of mainstream medicine. It's a little bit like window dressing.
Right. You have to be authentic, and we're authentic, and we have a mission. I do also believe, with that being said, that there are, I don't believe all companies are evil. I think some companies do.
Right.
Put more effort into doing the right thing than others. I realize at, you know, when we're talking about massive publicly traded companies, it's sometimes difficult for them, even though they want to do the right thing, it's, they have to take baby steps. And so I think for us, it would entirely depend on what the company is and what the product is and what the real, if they're trying to move in the right direction, but to answer your question, if it's like flat out a drug company or a fast food company promoting something that we absolutely do not believe in, then the answer would be no. We'd never do that.
That's what I thought you'd say. But
my hope is, and I think we're at this place, that, you know, when there is a shift and when there is a movement from the ground up, you know, change happens. And companies, you know, whether they're good or evil, they're looking to make money. And if they see a demand for something, they'll try to adjust. You look at gluten-free, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of buying power out there among your audience and your consumers. And I think it's a real statement that, you know, maybe not the majority of Americans, but a considerable, really vocal and economically powerful minority want to green their lives.
Yeah. And, you know, I think change for a lot of big companies doesn't happen overnight. And my hope is a lot of them, you know, through this movement are going to wake up and try to change the way they do business. But, you know, we'll never put anything on the site we don't believe in. Sometimes, you know, ads can sneak in through like a network or something, but we immediately pull them whenever we see them. But we definitely... We believe that being authentic is absolutely 100% key to our current success, and something we'll always stay true to our mission here.
And what's your corporate culture like? You know, the folks at MindBodyGreen, do they, you know, spend hours and hours banging away at keyboards and, you know, in an airless attic somewhere in Brooklyn?
We're very small, yet we're very big. So there's a total of seven of us. but we have over 5 million unique visitors a month. So we're the 585th as of today ranked website in the United States. So we're very big yet very small. And that's definitely important to our culture. We always want to stay small yet be big. Mm-hmm. You know, our office is in Brooklyn. Everyone has fun and doesn't take themselves too seriously. And, you know, everyone is into wellness in one shape, form, or another. So we have a good group of people who are all very smart and passionate about the space. So we're very fortunate.
And you also have a great collection of contributors ranging from, you know, some real distinguished people in the field of spirit, mind, and meditation to outstanding clinicians like Dr. Perlmutter. I'd like to include myself among that group, but I'm not sure. Who else that our audience might know are regular contributors that might be important for them to follow on Mind Body Green?
So what's great about our audience, so we have over 1,500 contributors, everyone from celebrities like Gabby Reese and Suzanne Summers and Ali Lauder to best-selling authors like Dr. Perlmutter and Lisa Rankin and Chris Carr, Tara Stiles, to everyday wellness enthusiasts. And that is really powerful. One of my favorite moments in the site is when on the right side of our site, we have our most popular articles for the week, and sandwiched in between a couple of our best-selling authors and doctors/celebrities was a woman who writes for us who's extremely passionate about wellness but works at Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen her column. Yeah. Yes. She's very articulate.
She's not famous. Mm-hmm. She's smart and passionate about the space. But to me, I love that moment because at the end of the day, we're a democracy. And it's our platform is we don't publish everything we get, but we're open to everyone. And so we have this incredible community that ranges from, you know, your everyday wellness enthusiast to us to doctors who are doing groundbreaking research, to celebrities. It's just, it's incredible. So we're definitely community driven, and we're about having a conversation that's progressive and gets people thinking and hopefully making change.
Indeed. And so one of the interesting facets of this website, and this is a little like an ancillary place within the website, is a Mind Body Green dating service. Tell us about that. That looked intriguing. I mean, so what, you know, if you're looking for someone who may be a little bit more attuned to natural lifestyle, this is where to go?
Yeah, so that's an interesting new partnership we did with a company that runs a dating site. And to me, it made a lot of sense to us. If you think about it, if you're into living healthy.
Right.
You know, you obviously want to date people in the same pool, so it's,
right.
It's something
like
new.
Some girls are going, you know, I meet all these guys, but they, you know, they're drinking booze, they're eating all kinds of junk, and you know, I like these guys, but you know, it's not going to be really something that I want to pursue too far.
Yep, no, it totally makes sense. It's sort of an experiment for us, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So, yeah, that's another aspect of the website worth exploring. So anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
So the other thing we have, which, you know, we just launched recently, are video courses.
Yes, I see that here. Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited about. We have a video course on meditation with a guy named Charlie Knowles, who I think is one of the best meditation teachers in the world. And then we have a yoga course with Tara Stiles, and then a plant-based nutrition course with Rich Roll. And we're planning to do a lot more of the courses. They've been very successful. But to us, it was, you know, we're a mission-driven organization. At the end of the day, we want to make change. So, you know, we added the courses. If someone reads an article about meditation and they're all excited, they want to learn meditation, not a lot of places you can actually do that. Online and in the flesh. So,
well, also I think the internet makes it so accessible because, you know, and if you live in Brooklyn, I mean, there's probably a million places to go to study yoga, meditation, do Pilates or whatever. But there are people who, you know, say you live in, Abilene, Kansas.
Yep.
And, And you want to get involved in this. And so there's community here, yep. Even though you may live in a community where, you know, it's not a little bit less well-established.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, we're about, you know, even though we're based in New York and the U.S., and we're global. We have a big audience overseas as well.
Okay.
So we just thought it was if we're going to really make change, education is the second part of that. So we're going to do a lot more of the courses, and we're just really excited about that as well.
Great. So this is going to develop more and more content will be available. Literally thousands and thousands of articles, and they're well indexed. And on a daily basis, you can go to mindbodygreen.com and find out, whatever you urged in pursuing. In the field of complementary and alternative medicine, natural lifestyle. And if you care to check it out today, an article by yours truly on the subject of natural therapy for panic attacks will be featured there. And I thank you, Jason, for posting that article.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, for being an incredible contributor and doing what you do. You're one of the people who makes this movement possible. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jason. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.